Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The date for the start of construction on the University of Kentucky Grains Center of Excellence in Princeton is fast approaching. Director Dr. Chad Lee says the project will get rolling in mid-March.
Well, we've got a groundbreaking ceremony scheduled for March 15th. That should occur either at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Still working out some schedules with some of the folks we're hoping that we'll be able to make it for that process. And that'll be the ceremony, and our plan is that the actual construction or the phasing of the process will have occurred at about that same time.
He says there's quite a bit of excitement among the agriculture community about the expansions at the Research and Education Center.
A lot of us that are in agriculture really like to see things done. Planning's good, and we've done a lot of planning on this, put a lot of thought into it, got a lot of input from the folks who work there, from our various farmers around the state, from other groups around the state that have an interest in what we're trying to do at that facility and in the broader region as a whole. And so we've got a lot of thought, a lot of planning that have gone into this. It will be really, really exciting to see a shovel in the ground.
Dr. Lee adds the support for the expansion from agriculture and commodity groups, including Kentucky Farm Bureau, has been tremendous.
Obviously, this is going out in western Kentucky, and it's going to increase our capacity to do some research at that facility there. But you got to remember, when no-till first came into being, you know, no-till was something that began in west Kentucky and is now all across the state.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Dr. Lee notes that the impact of the Research and Education Center, which will become the Grains Center of Excellence, is felt across the state and the southeast region of the United States.
A lot of things that get done at that facility really have impact across Kentucky and frankly, across the region.
He says evidence of that is the broad attendance at the events hosted by UK at the Princeton facility.
We'll get folks from 5-6 different states that show up for our wheat field day in the spring, and then again for our corn, soybean, tobacco field day in the middle of summer. And so when you get people from that kind of region, that kind of pool, each year we have these events, you know you're making impact at more than just that one site in West Kentucky.
UK held a pre-bid meeting in December with the deadline for submitting bids January 18th at 3 o'clock. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.